Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Agon Tzadik, Rabbi Cheskel Yob, and Agon Tzadik, Rabbi Shua Harwitz, Seichat Tzadik Levracha, and it's based on the Torah of his son, Agon Tzadik, Rabbi Chaim Meir Harwitz, the Zikva Rebbe. The Torah says that we have to bring the Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim were placed in Ka'aros. It was baked, Rashi said, in an iron kara, and then it was placed afterwards in a gold kara, and then the next day they were misadrit ala shulchan. So this tfus was called a kara. The tfus in which they placed it, that shaped it, is called a kara. The Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin Ozvav asks a shtarka kasha that since the karas that it says in the pasuk were the tfus, so it must be that these tfus in this gives it its shape, its form, was Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha, as it says in Parashas Naso, Mashachta B'Oso HaMoed V'Es Aron Eidus V'Es Gashulchan V'Es Kol Kelav as a Din Kli Sharis. Look in Menachot Tzadi Dalet and Ralph and Tosi Ramaslu V'Shehi in the second Teretz. The bottom line is that this Tfus, this Ka'ara, has a Din of Kli Sharis. And Menachot Tzadi Tesamet Beis, we learn in the Mishnah that there were two Shulchanos in the Ulam. One was of marble, one was of gold. And they would put the lechem upon them on the marble when they would come in with it. And then when they would leave with the old lechem upon them, they would put it al shel zahav. Why? Because malim bakoidish v'loy moiridin. Rashi explains, Diboran Tzadi Tesa Menal, Diboran Sulshan Malin, that it's explaining both. First of all, b'knisaso, they would put the lechem upon them al shel shayish. And afterwards, b'yitziaso, al shel zahav. Why? Because of malim bakoidish. And also, when they leave, they would put it on shel zav, because all week long it was on a shulchan shel zav, and they're not allowed to put it afterwards on a shulchan shel kesef or shel shayish, and they're not allowed to put it on this marble table or this silver table, depending on how you learn. So, because of malam b'kodesh for lo moridin. So now the Minchas Chinuch gets this kasha, that since the lechem hapanim was baked, was placed in a tfus shel zav, which was a klisharis. So how did they go down b'knisaso and put it al shel shayish? Harei malim b'kodesh v'loy moiridin. And it's before Shemrashi that they would put it on the table. One can say that when they would put it on the table, maybe they put it on the table on the table of Shayish, it was still in its Kli Shel Zahav, in its Tfus Shel Zahav, but the answer is Rashi says it wasn't. It was taken out. So, if it was taken out, so I don't understand. First it was in its Tfus Shel Zahav, it was in a gold Kli Shares, so how are you Murid Bakodesh, and now you put it on the Shayish table. Shayish is a lower level. Malim b'kodesh v'lo moridin. That's the Minchas Chinuch Shtar Kasha. Since Malim b'kodesh v'lo moridin, how are you allowed to take the bread that was in the Ka'ara Shel Zov and place it on the Shulchan Shel Shayish? And for the Minchas Chinuch, that we have to say that even though the Tfus, according to the Rambam, the oven also, had a din of klisharis, nevertheless, it wasn't Mekadesh the Lechem. Because if so, we have a kasha, why isn't it nifsal belina? The Minchas Chinuch is marich about this. If it was a kadesh to lechem, then it would be nifsal belina. Then overnight it would become pasul. There it is, it wasn't a kadesh to lechem. Tosus Sukkim Mem Chesam and Aleph Dibur Maschil Shnei, they write Gabanisach HaMayim, that since the Tzloichis Shel Zav wasn't a Kaddish the Mayim, it's not a Hayrada B'Kedusha when they were Menasech it afterwards in Safsalim Shel Kesef. So what do you see? You see Moridik, that as long as it wasn't Miskaddish, there's no Inyan, there's no problem of below Moridin, of Malam B'Kodesh below Moridin. Because since the Tzloichis Shel Zav, this jug of gold, wasn't a kaddish the mayim, it's not a hirada to put it in the tzlochis shel svalim shel kesef. So what then we can say about the lechem upon him, that since the tfus wasn't mekadesh the lechem, there's no horoda when you were meiniach the lechem afterwards on the shulchan shel shayish. However, bepashtus tvarav tzrichim iyun mineu bei. Why? Since the tfus wasn't mekadesh the lechem, there's no horoda b'kdushasa. So there's also no aliyah b'kdushasa. So why does Rashi say that from the fact that it was munach b'tchila al shel shayish, and then afterwards they were misader it on the mizbeach of Zov, it's an aliyah b'kedusha. There's no aliyah b'kedusha here, since it wasn't in the parish of Malam B'Kol Shlomim in the first place, because it was never miskadesh. So then what's Rashi say that when it's going from the Shayish to the Zov, it's an aliyah b'kedusha? According to the Minchas Chinuch, it doesn't have kedusha in the first place. Just like you can't go down in kedusha and it wasn't miskadesh, you also can't go up in kedusha because it wasn't miskadesh in the first place. So Hagoyin, the Zhik Rebbe Shlita is matari to the kasha the Minchas Chinuch as follows: we can be choiker begeder hadin of malam hakodesh v'lo meridin. Is it a halacha mitzad kedushas hachefetz that since it was miskadish b'kedusha chamura, so a shimush of kedusha kala is kechulin legabov v'aser? The din in kedushas hachefetz, once it's b'kedusha chamura, you can't use it for kedusha kala. O dilma, no. It's a din that it's not the covet of the chayfetz that you are mishtamish for kedusha chamura, that you should go back and be mishtamish the kedusha kala. Maybe that's the pshat, that it's not a din in kedusha, din in covet, that it's not the covet of the chayfetz to go from kedusha chamura down to kedusha kala. But mitzad dini a kedusha atzma, there's no nafkamina between kedusha chamura and kedusha kala, because even when you're mishtamish b'kedusha kala, the kedusha doesn't go away, the kedusha chamura doesn't go away. So it would appear that it has both elements, both this inyan of yurida b'kedusha and yurida b'kovet. The Taz and Arachayim Simen Kufna Amadalat Sif Kotn Zayin writes, "V'lulei de mistafina mina milsa chadetov." I wouldn't be fearful. I would say the following chiddush: that the hodam rein and shasur lasis kedusha kala and kedusha chamura, and who calls man shadayin ruil the kedusha gedola. Avle main ruil the kach el rak the kedusha kala. If tefei shiasu ba the kol apachas kedusha kala mashtiap pnimi the kedusha b'tikonis. So he says that we say you're not allowed to make from kedusha kala from kedusha chamura. That's when it's not. That's when it's still roy for kedusha gedola. But if it's not roy, it's only roy for kedusha kala. So better go from kedusha chamura to kedusha kala. Then it shouldn't have kedusha at all. And you go from kedusha chamura, and that it shouldn't be used for kedusha at all, and it should be put away in storage. That's the opinion of the Taz. However, the two are sure in the solution to Megillah. Chavav writes the lo ke'ataz, and he says don't go down in kedusha, even if it means not using it at all. So there's no zilzul in the case where that you can't use it for any other kedusha, you can only use it for kedusha kala. There's no zilzul b'kavod hachefetz. Adrabba, kavod hachefetz, they should use it at least for kedusha kala and not put it away. So what do you see? You see that it's a din in the pagam of the kedusha. So that's what we're worried about here. The whole nidon is not about kavod hachefetz. Kavod hachefetz, you should use it al kopanim l'kedusha kala. But here, according to the tefuas shor, you don't use it at all, even though it's kavod hachefetz would be to use it, at least for something. So it must be from the tefuas shor you see al kopanim that ma'alim hakodesh v'lo moridin is a din in the pagam of the kedusha. That's one inyan, and therefore, going down, even though there's not no pagam in the kavod, but the pagam in the kedusha, if you go down from kedusha chamur to kedusha kala. On the other hand, we can prove from the fact that belechem upanim lo hayu menichem osu biyitziyasu b'shel kesef or b'shel shayish. The machlokes team Rashi and Tosis, we'll see whether the kesef or shayish, but akol panim, from the fact that the lechem upanim you originally put it on the gold, now you're not allowed to put it on a lesser table because of malam makodesh vein moridin. So even if you put it al shel kesef, there's no pagam in the kedusha. What's the pagam in the kedusha if you put it al shulchan shel kesef? It's not less holy, rather it's less of a kavod. It's a zilzul prisus kavod. So you see this inyan by the lechem aponim of the malam b'kol shalom reading out zilzul prisus kavod, lessening the kavod. Now in Maseches Tamid and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, we say there that they were meniach the lechem al galbi shulchan shel shayish. Why does it say in the Mishnah that they placed the bread on a table of marble and not on a table of silver? Why? Because the table of silver, it would, shulchan shel kesef, it would be mischamein and misapish. It would become spoiled. The bread would rot. And therefore they put it on the table of shayish, of marble, in order that it should be cool. So now, l'fi zeh, we have a keteret to the kasha, the minchas chinuch b'siyad d'dishmaya, that since that einmo reading that we say, the gabi lechem aponim, is not al tzpagam b'kedusha, but rather, as we proved, it's a zilzul p'chisus kovod. It's not no meaning of pagam kedusha when you put it on a shulchan shel shayish. It's just a lack of kovod. But if it's l'tzarech or shel lechem, it's not a lack of kovod. It's kovod lechem that it shouldn't be misapish. So memela, by putting on a shulchan of shayish, there's no p'chisus kovod. Here the issue is p'chisus kovod, and there's no p'chisus kovod putting on a shulchan of shayish. Why not? Because that's going to save the bread. So that's a teretz, Baruch Hashem, siyata d'shmai to the kasha of Minchas Chinuch. However, this teretz is only good according to Tosfos. Tosfos' girsa is that the shulchan that they would place the lechem b'knisaso heisa shel shayish. But the Asirashi in Menachos is Tzaditesa Maral, Tzvesel Shnai, that the shulchan is for shel kesef. That you called shel shayish is because silver is a similar color to shayish. Similar is silver, silver color to the white marble. It's also whitish, similar to the marble. So, according to Rashi, we have a problem still. Because it's only according to Tosfos we can say you put it on the Shayish. Why do you put it on the Shayish? Because that's what saves the bread. But according to Rashi, b'chalal don't put it on the Shayish. Rather, what do you put it on? You put it on a Shulchan Shel Kesef? And therefore, it's not, you're not saving the kavod by putting it on a shulchan shel kesef. And the Ravid there explains that you can't say that the kesef boils up, heats up the lechem aponim, only does that to the evarim. Akoponim, you're not putting it on the shulchan shel shayish or shel kesef, according to Rashi, in order to preserve the bread, for kavod ha-bread. So now we're back to our kasha of how do you take it from the gold table and put it on this silver table. So we can also be miyashiv l'das Rashi. Rashi menachos saritesa medbeis writes, Dibur maschil al, v'loi menichem osu sham el harosu shemalem b'kodesh, that you would just place it there to show that you're Malach HaKodesh for Lomar Ridin, because now you're Meniach on the Shayish, and then you bring it in, you put it on the marble table, the silver table, and then you bring it into the Hechel and you put it on the table Shel Zov. In Menachas Daf Saritesa Amar Aleph we say Minolin de Malin Amar Rav Acha Bar Yankiv Damar Kras Machtos Achatoy Melech Benafshoy Simbosos Amar Kriya Pachem Tzipulem Izbeach. Korach, they took the machtos that they used, these pans that they used, and they made them a covering for the mizbeach. V'yula ois l'bnei Yisrael b'tchila tashmishei mizbeach v'achshav gufo shel mizbeach. Originally they were just used for the mizbeach, says the Gemara, and now they're gufo shel mizbeach. So kumtois, that b'tchila haya tashmishei mizbeach, and now becomes chelik migufa mizbeach, that's a halal b'kedusha. So according to this it emerges that the lechem aponim was betchila b'ka'aris, even though they're klishares, but now that afterwards they go on the table b'toch ha'heichol, that's also halal b'kedusha, because the ka'aris are only tashmishei shulchan. So we can be doicha that seder there, it's mamish becoming the pans are coming part of the mizbech. Mamish here, it's not mamish part of the mizbech, but b'chol zot, you could say lo shna, now it's being placed on the on the Mizbech, becoming part on the Mizbech, is a higher level than being in the Ka'ara. So now we can say as follows, Davar Chodesh, that we say that if you place the lechem al shulchan shel kesef, mishumalim ba'kodesh velo moridin, doesn't mean that now that it's on the table of kesef, and afterwards it's going to be on the table of zav, it's a halah b'kedusha. Because what's the point? You're going to be morided b'kedusha, al menas lahaloso. I mean, right now you're being morided b'kedusha, right? Like the Menachas Chinuch says, you're taking it from the ka'ara shel. You're taking it from the Ka'ara Shel Zav, and now you're going to be lowered in Kedusha and put it on the table of Shayish or Kesef, and then bring it up and back again in Kedusha. It's weird. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that the Iker Ha'Allah is because until now it was in a Kli that was Tashmish Mizbeach, and now they're Malayit to be Chelek Mehashulchan Shebehechol. So, to show this Maila, that there's an inyan of being part, you're going up in Kedusha when you get on the table. So first they put it on the table of Kesef, of Shayish, which looks like Kesef. They put it on the table of Kesef to show, even though it was in a car of Zav, now it's going up in Kedusha. And then when they put it on the table of Zav, it's going to go even higher in Kedusha. So it's never really being lowered in Kedusha at all. You're just going higher and higher in Kedusha. You're showing. It's not a yirid in Kedusha when you're putting it on the table of Kesef from the Ka'ar of Zav. It's a Mailin Kedusha because it's becoming part of the Mizbech. And Memela, when you bring it in afterwards to the Heichal, and it becomes even higher in Kedusha, it's now a Shulchan Shel Zav. So now that we've come to this beautiful point, we can be Miyashi of the Kasha of Minchas Chinuch, even the Das Rashi, that Ein Moridim, like Avilechem Aponim, is not a Pagam in the Kedusha, like we said, but rather Zilzul Pchitzus Kavod. And now, it's not Zilzul and Kavod because it's becoming part of the Shulchan. So, to be Metamtzis, to summarize what we learned, Gevaldik, with the Kasha Menchas Chinuch, how you take it from the Kar Shel Zav and then you put it on the Shulchan Shel Shayish. We saw the Teretz of the Menchas Chinuch, that they weren't Miskadish yet. The bread wasn't Miskadish yet, so you can't talk about being Yorid B'Kedusha, but then we asked that if it wasn't Miskadish yet, then how's it also Oilu be Oilu L'Kedusha? When it goes from the Shayish inside to the Zav. So we answered that it's Kavod because the Shayish preserves the bread. And according to Rashi, that it's not Shayish, it's Kesef. We answered that being part of the Shulchan is an Aliyah B'Kedusha from being in the Ka'ara. So that is the Mahalach that was taught by the great Gaon Mamish, one of the great Gaonim of our time, Gaon Reb Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. He's the Shikra Rebbe, he's the Rav of my community here, Eretz Yisrael and Givat Zev, and it's a schus that we can learn his Torah together. Shtaka B'Nivli Neshama for his father, for our Gaon HaTzadik Rabbi Cheskel Elio, whose Yortzeit is this week, Dalet Adar, and Shalom, shalom, sweetest.